One of the organization's oldest traditions is the National FFA Band, which first performed in 1947 at the 20th National Convention. Now, over 70 years later, the band still offers a valuable opportunity for young musicians to gain performance experience while bonding with other members from across the country. This year's band has 77 members from 35 different states, and there are only about 72 hours from when students receive sheet music to their first performance. With rigorous rehearsals from the moment they arrive, band director Spencer White has students at professional quality in no time. Here's director Spencer White on the rehearsal process for band members.
So band members arrive the Saturday before our opening session on Wednesday, so about 5 days early. We rehearse Saturday night, twice on Sunday, and three times on Monday. So in six rehearsals, we go from never playing a note together to being ready for our first performance on Tuesday morning, followed by a sound check in Lucas Oil Tuesday afternoon. It's really a compressing about 3 to 4 weeks of rehearsals into 3 days. It's a fine-tuned, oiled machine ready to roll, but it really comes down to the students coming to work hard, and we do our best to motivate them, but it's not that hard. They're ready to work when they get here.
Here at Lucas Oil Stadium, FFA band members and convention staff have been hard at work all week getting ready for their performances here at convention. This afternoon, convention staff have been setting up instruments, arranging microphones, and our band members have been rehearsing for hours, getting ready for their grand entry later this week. Right behind me here, I have our band members. Say hey, y'all! For band members, this is a truly once-in-a-lifetime experience as they engage with fellow member musicians from around the country and have the opportunity to play in front of thousands of people in one of America's largest NFL stadiums. Band members Eva Awoshti and Colby Knuckles, as well as White, shared their thoughts on the FFA band experience so far.
My favorite part of the band experience so far has been meeting everyone from all these different states and seeing things that I've never heard before. Like, I met one of my friends from Wisconsin, and he's told me all about his life, and some of these things I've just never known, and I've been able to see so many new and hear so many new experiences that have really opened and changed my worldview.
Coming in here almost a week before everyone else, you get to see some really cool behind the scenes action of setting up the stage and getting the whole arena and all of Indianapolis ready for convention.
First of all, the scale of it is really unlike anything else. When can you be a part of a band performing inside of an NFL stadium in front of 25,000 people? It just doesn't happen anywhere else other than the National FFA Convention. They're treated like absolute professionals. They're asked to come in, do a sound check like a professional, perform at their best ability every time when the spotlight hits them.
To be a part of the national band, members must undergo a meticulous audition process that evaluates not only their musical abilities, but also their standing with their local school or college band programs.
To be eligible to be in the National FFA Band, you have to have good standing in not only your FFA chapter, but also your band program from your high school or from your college. The audition process is pretty simple. We have it all laid out online. Instrumentalists have to play a couple scales and then a solo of their choice. Percussionists have to play the rudiments for us and demonstrate skills on a variety of percussion instruments. We listen to all of them carefully with consideration. From there, we select the students that make it into the band.
Even though the audition process can seem intimidating, this year's band members and director encourage students to take the leap and audition. Colby Knuckles encourages students to take a chance and apply for this unique experience.
Just audition. It is such a cool experience to come here and do all these things for a week. You spend time, you get to know people from all across the country, and you get to have an experience that not many people get to have.
Steven Streetman, another FFA band member, agreed.
Don't look at it as being an intimidating process, because obviously it's a national band, but I would just say go ahead and shoot your shot because it's really fun. It's a nice opportunity for anybody.
White encourages students to audition no matter what kind of band program they may come from.
It might seem really intimidating. It might seem like way out of your ability, but rest assured, our 77 members this year come from 35 states. They come from every kind of band program. Some of these students are coming from Grand National Championship Bands of America programs, but most of them, they're coming from bands of 25 people or less. So my advice is, if you're interested in doing this, go online, look at that audition process, submit your video, and best of luck.
Reporting from the National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kate Walker.